House Bill 1194 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1194, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I've been a supporter of technology, computers, and computer systems for many years. I think all of you join me in the fact that we're proud of what we've done in South Dakota with moving the state into the 21st century and the information age. As I came in to the legislature this year, I was walking up on the fourth floor and I was looking down in the body and I was watching a lot of the people working on their laptop computers. Just 2 years ago, we embarked on a program to see if the laptops would work, and they were quite successful. So we this year, everyone in this body has a laptop computer. The information that's flowing around here, wireless information, is rather awesome. I think the matter of fact, it goes beyond the state of South Dakota and this body, the nation. In fact, the world now knows that we've schools wired throughout the state, and even this very minute, we probably have four students from Plum Creek listening to my testimony here in the House floor today. This bill, House Bill 1194, which is to increase certain penalties for unlawful use of computers and computer networks, moves the state forward, I think, taking the lead to protect these computers and systems and the data from attack. Now, we have laws on the books right now, and I'm not going to go through it all because you've each had an opportunity to look at the bill, and we've had good discussion on this in House Judiciary, and I appreciate the help on the bill that we had there. But I would just like to briefly point out a couple of things. Under the current statutes, the current crime, we have four different areas. The first one being to use, access, alter, destroy, disclosure without consent, value less than $1,000. That's the current crime. The current punishment is Class 1 misdemeanor. Under this new proposal, the proposed crime would read like this: access non-confidential data without consent. That proposed punishment would still be a Class 1 misdemeanor. What the bill seeks to do is to clarify these terms and add other categories that fits the description and definitions of the computer systems and data. The proposed crime there are nine categories now. They go from a Class 1 misdemeanor to the ninth rated, which is a Class 2 felony, and that reads as this: commits fraud to a computer system for the purpose of obtaining money. So what we've done is taken the statute, applied today's technology and terminology, and stiffened up the penalties in many ways. When we left Friday, and I appreciate the fact that the body allowed me a couple of days, there were some questions about some of the things in the bill, and I contacted Mr. Dahl from the Bureau of Information Telecommunications, and I asked him that if he would follow up with some of the members that had some discussions, and to the best of my knowledge, he did that. What I do now, and then over the weekend, because of the storm, I had an opportunity to go back and review this bill again and to do a little bit more research, and I've come away with the fact that it's even more important that we move a piece of legislation forward. I went into the Bureau of Information Technology homepage and came up with a list of viruses. They've got a virus hoax library. There's 24 pages in there, and I'm not going to go through it all, but some of the viruses that I looked up were rather interesting. Babylonia, Bubble Boy, Chernobyl virus, July Killer, etc. And the list is quite lengthy if you go in and take a look at it. I would just like to briefly say that, for example, in Bubble Boy, it's a virus is a worm which sends out copies of itself, similar to the destructive Mellus virus earlier this year. In its current form, the virus does not harm a machine by deleting, filing, file, stealing passwords. Chernobyl virus. This virus is not nearly as prevalent or easy to spread as the recent Melissa virus, but it's significantly more destructive to computers. So on and on, you can read in the home page about the seriousness of some of these things that are going on with our computers and our computer systems. So I think this piece of legislation today is very important, and I would urge the body to seriously consider passage of House Bill 1194. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on House Bill 1194.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Nachtigall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'd urge defeat of this bill, and the problems I have with the bill is like on Section 9, you know, destroys computer systems and data, software, Class 3 felon. It doesn't give any parameters on the cost of these things. When you have a Class 4 felony for like grand theft, it's over $500. That's a 10-year fine. Here we might be talking about $100 or $200, and we're making a Class 3 felony. I just worry about the vagueness of the bill. We haven't had a single person convicted of this crime in our state, and yet we feel the need to increase the penalty. Now, the penalties of some of this before in the prior statute was it was a Class 4 felony, and as you might know, with our mandates that are coming out, that you're going to have to serve 25% of that punishment. That's 2.5 years. I think that's pretty good deterrent right there. I'd urge the defeat of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1194. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, question the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
My question would echo Representative Nachtigall. Looking through these subdivisions, for instance, number 6, knowingly modifies, changes, or alters software or data without the consent of the owner, and that constitutes a Class 4 felony. I would just ask the sponsor, I know that question was asked of him by some other ones, other representatives that were answered. I wasn't one of those, and I should have got with him sooner, but that does pose a question for me, too, and I would ask the sponsor to address that.
Representative Schmidt, do you care to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With reference, I'll try. And if there's others in the body that maybe could add to this, I would appreciate that. With respect to the question on cost, I'm not sure, Representative Roden, if I totally understand your question, but in dealing with computers and computer systems and data, it's very difficult to ascertain in a lot of cases. We talked somewhat about putting cost figures and cost numbers in there, and it's a very difficult thing to decide, and I'm not sure that we've really come up with anything that's better than that's kind of the feeling right now. And I'm sorry, but I can't give you really any better answer than that. I do feel that this is necessary to do. There were some examples of viruses that get into immunization records and things like this and can be just potentially destructive, if not life-threatening. And just where you draw that line, I'm not sure, frankly. But I think this sets a model out there, and that's about as good as I can do. Thank you.
Representative Roden, you still have the floor. Further remarks on House Bill 1194? Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. I am rising in support of this bill. As many of you know, I also raised questions about some of the segments of this bill, and I did have an opportunity to speak to Mr. Dahl. I would love to report that this bill is perfect and my questions were resolved without any further concerns. That isn't the case. What we have pointed out and what others have pointed out to us today is in fact true. Within this bill, this has very, very heavy duty kinds of consequences for these actions because it was drafted to attend to some very serious problems. I don't fault that now. I didn't then. The problem that I had was we make no differentiation for those kinds of offenses, which we may know may be of a smaller consequence. But try as we might, there isn't a method for putting a valuation on information. Not yet. I'm hoping that as we get more knowledgeable in this field that there will be, because I still think that's the best way to handle it. But right now what we have on this bill, well, I guess what we have on this bill now is what we don't have. The bill originally came to us with a mandatory sentencing component. That mandatory sentencing was taken off. And right now, in my opinion, that's the safeguard for this bill. It targets the heavy-duty crimes. It has heavy-duty consequences for it. But there is not mandatory sentencing. And that means our judges, when it comes before them, will be able to make that determination that we're asking for in placing a value on this information that was taken or disturbed or destroyed. And so I am rising in support of this bill. As long as it does not include a mandatory sentencing component, I think this is a good start, and we'll probably be improving on it as we go.
Further remarks on House Bill 1194. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1194. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1194.
Representatives Valandra, Solem, and Davis. Representative Valandra. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 22, excused 2.
House Bill 1194, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.